All You Can Eat ist eine Sendung für alle, die ein wenig Punk in ihrem Leben brauchen, aber gerne auch noch etwas anderes abnehmen.
Hi, hier ist Paula vom All You Can Eat Interview Podcast, der Podcast, in dem wir coole MusikerInnen und Musiker interviewen und mit ihnen übers Musikmachen sprechen, übers Musikhören, übers Musikschreiben, übers Nachdenken über Musik, all Sachen, was drumherum von Musik passiert. Manchmal schweifen wir auch ein bisschen ab, aber meistens geht es schon um die Musik, die die Leute machen. In dieser Folge ist Claire von Berliner Doom zu Gast. 2018 haben sich Berliner Doom mal als Duo gegründet tatsächlich, haben auch, ja, ich sag mal so, schon andere Musik gemacht als heute. Es war eher so Richtung Grindcore, sehr schrammelig, aber auch sehr geil. Sehr geil, das ist die Konstante bei Berliner Doom, denn das ist die Musik immer noch. Im September ist ihr neues Album erschienen, das heißt Notre Doom. Und darüber sprechen wir mit Claire. Außerdem darüber, wie sie zu diesem Projekt gekommen ist und warum sie ein Karaoke-Mikrofon zum Songschreiben braucht. Ja, in den Shownotes zu dieser Folge findet ihr übrigens auch alle Links zum Berliner Doom, also auf welchen Streaming-Plattformen sie zu finden sind, wo ihr sie bei Bandcamp findet und natürlich auch die Tourtermine. Sie treten nämlich dreimal auf in diesem Jahr, am 28. Oktober in Berlin, am 29. Oktober in Stuttgart und am 22. November in Bochum. Aber hier ist jetzt erstmal der Mitschnitt von Claires Besuch bei uns in unserer Radiosendung All You Can Eat. Ich weiß nur, dass sie erst nächstes Jahr in Berlin das Konzert spielen.
Okay.
Ja, das ist sehr traurig, aber bis dahin halten wir noch durch und bis dahin gehen wir einfach zu lauter anderen Konzerten, würde ich sagen.
Zum Beispiel am 28. Oktober.
Oh ja, und zwar in den Schokoladenmitte. Da sind wir ja öfters mal in der Ackerstraße. Und dort spielen nämlich Berliner Doom, eine fantastische Band mit einem fantastischen Bandnamen, muss man auch sagen, was so ein kleiner Wortwitz ist mit Doom, also dem Musikgenre, aber auch Berliner Dom, also unsere große Kirche, die wir da haben in Mitte. Und was natürlich richtig fantastisch jetzt ist, wir haben jemanden zu Gast aus dieser Band, und zwar Claire. Hello Claire.
Hello, nice to meet you.
So, ja, wir machen das Interview ein bisschen auf Deutsch, ein bisschen auf Englisch, machen so einen kleinen Mix, vielleicht übersetzen wir mal sehen, vielleicht vergessen
wir es. Ich glaube, wir vergessen zu übersetzen, weil es besser auch, wenn wir nicht drüber nachdenken müssen.
Aber das Gute ist, mein Englisch ist auf jeden Fall so basic, dass ihr es auch verstehen werdet. So, Claire, it's very nice that you are here and you're here to promote your new album with Berliner Doom. It's very exciting, or?
Yeah, exactly. So we released some music in the past month since, April, something like that. And we're going to launch our new EP in 2 weeks, the 19th of September. Okay. We're really looking forward.
Are you in a more of a stressed mode right now, or more of a I've done this so many times, I'm cruising through it mode?
About what?
About the release.
About the release, super chill. I can't wait. I'm feeling I'm pregnant and I'm gonna give my baby to the world.
Nice.
So, and when you're writing the songs and going to the studio and the master mixes and so on, are you a person who can, kann einfach loslassen? So easy to let go of it, or are you a person who say no, the song isn't you're perfect, I have to do it. This and this on the song?
Well, I think it's more like a work all together, like with our mixer. We meet him at the last minute before he almost finished everything. And he asks us if it's fine, if we need to change like a synth, if we need to add something. And we always like find a solution all together. And it's pretty... We all like supporting our ideas, also saying when it's not good, so we can do it well. Yeah.
Okay. You played in this hall over there on Fettler Musik, I think.
Yeah.
And we had a guy in earlier at social media person who was like, yeah, I didn't expect what happened there. And then it's like, well, did you see the name of the band? How much is that something that you consciously play with?
I think we didn't know the other people that Boris will do some performances, but we know he is like a a guy doing performances. Like, he did some performances for books, for lecture, and a lot of things. There's also an artist next to me, a musician. I mean, a musician is also an artist, but you know what I mean. And yeah, we didn't know what will happen, so it was full impro. We had to be like, okay, that was fun. Maybe too much, maybe not, I don't know. But I kind of liked it because, yeah, it was kind of our first gig, and now we know what we will do next.
This was your very first, like, your first as a group gig at the...
We did a little gig in our music studio some weeks before this show, but we haven't played yet in a bar with me, because back at the day, there were already a band with another singer. So this band exists since 2018. Okay. And yeah, the next shows will be my first time in a bar with them.
So nice. And yeah, Boris and Daniel, they you started the band, and now you are... you're three people. Yeah, when do you met? How did you come a member of the band?
It's kind of a funny story, to be fair. It was like 3 years ago, I posted on a website an ad saying I was looking for a band to sing or to play synth a little bit. And I met some people, but it was not really matching. So I said, okay, then I'm not going to look for a band. And 2 years after, Daniel contacted me and said, hey, we're looking for a singer. And I was like, no, sorry. It was 2 years ago. Like, I have other projects now. And Daniel sent it to me, the instrumentals of their band. And I listened to them and I was like, super nice, actually. So I was like, okay, maybe let's meet in a bar and let's talk about it. I can change my mind. And we met. We absolutely matched. We had really good time, good laughs, good discussions. And I was like, okay, let's try it. So we went to the studio. They have a studio in Weißensee. And yeah, we began to make music together. It was working well. And we were like, okay, are we up to do an EP or something? Let's be serious. Let's continue what they were doing before. Should we change the style? And we adapt and we create Berlin the Doom. Maybe number two.
New version of the band.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. I mean, totally.
Yeah. So now there is 10 songs at least. And Paula chose one because yeah. She was like, "This, I want this one because the end is really great."
Yeah, I really want to listen to Lost on the Dance Floor. I think it's really represents your sound at the moment. And yeah, and I really like the ending. We are now listening as the whole song. And yeah, I really love you at your music, that there's always this darkness and you can dance, but there's also the fun things in it.
She didn't know.
Yeah, and now it's like, it's a very good cliffhanger. So what? What happened next? So
what happened next?
Nobody knows. even not me, you know, like, it's the end. I go home and I sleep.
Okay.
So yeah, we have Claire here from Berliner Dom in the studio for an interview, and you were singing in the song. And do you also the writing for the songs? What are your parts in the band?
So, Daniel and Boris are both writing together the instrumentals, and they go to the studio, just the two of them, and they work on it. Then when the instru are ready, they send it to our mastering mixer and they send it to me. And I have like a huge list of instrumentals. I can pick which I want. Like, so I listen to everything and I'm like, okay, this can be a banger. This, I don't know. And so I take it, I listen to them a lot, and then I use a text that I have and I adapt the melody on it. But my process for writing, so I write the lyrics and I write the melodies of the songs. And rather, I take like old texts I wrote back at the day, like during Corona time, I was writing a lot. I really enjoy it. It was super nice, and I made the beautiful texts from there that are also in the EP. And otherwise, I write myself at home, generally with my on my bed in pyjama, and I have a karaoke microphone, and I sing it with the effect of the karaoke microphone to see if it's fitting. And then I'm like, okay, this is it. Let's go to the studio and record it.
Yeah, okay. Nice. And you're singing and writing in three languages. German, English, French. French is your,
Native
language. So maybe is there sometimes a mix of the three that you got one song, but then you have all the snippets from English, German, and then you have to decide maybe? Or is it a natural feeling, okay, this song is in French?
I think it's more natural feelings, like there are some topics, like it's easier to say in English, sometimes more in German, or even for the style of the music, I think sometimes I really have an idea in my head about a song and it has to be in German because it's more impact, even if I'm more able to speak French and with my French, I think the words are going out easier and with more power, but yeah, it depends.
So do you just have your, like, I don't know, do you have your phone is full of the demos and then that's just your soundtrack for the day until something clicks? Or do you sit down and like, okay, I'm going to listen to some demos now and then I'll find out what song fits to it?
I sit for that, but it's really quick because I take my decision super fast. I'm someone like,
basically, just skipping through demos.
Yeah, some of them I don't even listen until the end and I'm like, no. So I just choose like the one and then I compose it. And it's going pretty fast actually because I'm pretty creative and the ideas in my head are so fast that it's like spontan.
Yeah. Do the demos change then when you've written your text and melody to it? Or is the sound thing that you sing on, is that like fixed?
No, they are like... first version of it. Sometimes we have like 2-3 versions of it. And then after recording the voice on it, we can change things. We can add more synth, less guitar, more bass, and more like artifice, we would say in French, on the song. So it's changing a lot. Like the first version is really different from the last one, but we have something.
Have you ever thought about taking the karaoke microphone into the studio?
No, but it's quite tempting now.
I mean, the Schokoladen, when you're playing end of October, I mean, it's a very small venue, maybe. It could be very interesting.
Just wondering.
Like doing a cover on stage with the karaoke micro.
Get everyone to sing along.
I will talk about it to Boris, you know?
Yeah. Real fun, yeah. So, and we talked about the change of Berliner Dom. Is there at the moment you're, like, are you talking to three about, I don't know, it's maybe big, a vision above this project? You're saying, okay, we want to do this or that, or we want to have this sound or this look.
So yeah, the band back at the day was more punk trash. And I wanted to add a touch of wave, bit of darkness. But finally, we do more like, I will call it pop, dream pop, wavy something. And this is not what I wanted to do, but we're creating our own song together. And but yeah, I have another project next to it or so where I'm going to do like more music in the style I wanted to do. But I really enjoy what we're creating together. Like it's really, everybody is giving something to it and the sound we create is really typical of us, I think.
So when's the album actually release? Or is it? No, you call it an EP. I see
EP
10 songs
album.
And I say album. So what is it for you?
I think album is sounding better, but if you see the definition of an EP, I think it's an EP because it's like less than, less than 40 minutes. It's really, really short songs. Yeah. That's why I say it's an EP, but album is cool.
Yeah. I mean, the name is also good, Notre Dom.
Yeah, sure. That is true. There's always going to be doom in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Is that a leftover of the punk thing that the songs are short? Or is that just something that works for you or what the demos kind of bring out?
I think the guys really like the short songs because I used to do it since years, but I'm more into make it longer. So for what's coming next, I'd like to have like a bit longer song, of course, keeping some short ones, but yeah.
So that it eventually is actually an album, even in your eyes as well.
Yeah.
Okay. It's interesting because when you're playing live in October and November, then you have to do on one set more songs than other bands if it's so short. We so you have to learn more songs.
We also make on stage like longer versions of the songs. And maybe one day we will release like a deluxe album with the songs longer like we do on stage, maybe.
Is that something you practice? Like the longer version, or is that something that is improvised in that moment and then just keeps going?
I think it's really improv, yeah. But I'm always pushy to say longer, longer, longer.
Are you playing any instruments on stage?
No. No, not in this band.
Okay. Oh, in other bands. No.
And also I'd like to mention, because since the beginning I'm talking about Daniel and Boris, but we are four, and there is Valeska, who is like the bass player. She's not taking part of writing the songs with us, but she always say what she think about it. We always ask her like what she would put on top, like so we also really consider her, and I'm really happy that I met her. She's for me the best bass player in Berlin.
Oha.
Das ist eine Ansage, wie man
so,
auf Deutsch sagt.
Yeah. you picked, we asked you, like, Paula wanted Lost on the Dance Floor,
yeah,
and you said you want Quitter Paris. You said Paris.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Quitter Paris. I think it's...
That is, again, a different way of saying it than I do, which is great.
Yeah. I think Quitter Paris, it's a song pretty sentimental for me because I love to go back in France and I love to go in Paris. And it's a song I wrote in the bus to go to the airport. And I was like super sad. Not sad, maybe more nostalgic. And I try through this song to put my nostalgia in it because I'm always sad to come back to Berlin. I'm always like, oh, I want to stay in Paris. But then I arrive, I move to Berlin and I'm like, no, it's cool. Okay. but yeah, that was a pretty emotional song. And it's also showing my love for this city that I really love. Yeah.
Okay. So now that means you go from Paris to Berlin and back and forth every once in a while to go back? Or are you fixed now? You have Berlin Doom and your side projects and stuff. You can't go back anymore.
I can go back.
It's Europe.
And I'm glad about it. Yeah, I like to go to France regularly or just for a weekend in Paris, coming back.
But you're also origin from Rennes.
Yeah, I'm from Rennes. But most of my friends and family are in Paris now. So it's easier and shorter.
Going to the big city. And also Berlin, Paris is a good way to travel.
Night train.
Yeah, night train.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
No advertising, no advertising.
No. When I was going by night train, it was 2010, and this was the Deutsche Bahn night train, who doesn't exist anymore, but it was a very cool, a big trip to another country.
It's still going. And I mean, we're not advertising, but you should take it if you can, because it's important that it stays alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you can go by bike or something like this.
Sure.
If you have time, no problem.
Depending on what you like. Yes.
So, we are here in studio with Claire from Berliner Dom, and we listened to some new songs not released yet. And now we have a song who is released yet. It's called Wie du heißt. And so we close the circle. We have a song in English, in French, and now in German. And yeah, what's the special of this song?
Wie du heißt, I think it's like a summer song. That's why we released it before the summer. And it's like freedom song. You have life is yours. Do whatever of your life. It's freedom, Freiheit.
Fantastisch. Berliner Doom am 28.10. im Schokoladen. Und ab Ende dieser Woche gibt's eine neue EP, die heißt Notre Doom. Und das ist der Song, wie du heißt. Vielen Dank an Claire, dass du bei uns in der Sendung warst und uns Rede und Antwort gestanden hast. Das hat auf jeden Fall großen Spaß gemacht. Ich freue mich auf die Konzerte. Ich freue mich jetzt aber auch gleich, die Platte aufzulegen und ein bisschen reinzuhören. Wie gesagt, alle Infos zu Berliner Doom findet ihr in der Infobeschreibung, in der Folgenbeschreibung zu diesem Podcast. Und in diesem Jahr könnt ihr Berliner Doom live sehen am 28.10. in Berlin, am 29.10. in Stuttgart und am 22.11. in Bochum. Das alles ist ja natürlich jetzt irgendwie eine Werbung für die Band, aber weder beauftragt noch bezahlt. Einfach weil wir finden, dass das coole Leute sind, die gute Musik machen. Und in diesem Sinne sowieso, supportet Bands, geht, bucht euch jetzt sofort, nehmt das Handy wieder in die Hand und bucht euch das nächste Ticket für eine kleine, coole Band, die bei euch in der Stadt irgendwie spielt oder in der Nachbarstadt und auf die ihr Bock habt. Ja, die einfach mal zu sehen oder mal zu gucken, wie die so sind. Vielen Dank, dass ihr zugehört habt und empfehlt unseren Podcast gerne weiter. Er heißt All You Can Eat Interviews. Ich bin Paula und sage Tschüss.
All You Can Eat ist eine Sendung für alle, die ein wenig Punk in ihrem Leben brauchen, aber gerne auch noch etwas anderes atmen.